This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The coronavirus is resurging across the nation. Several states are ordering residents to wear masks in public. Some are reversing decisions to reopen. Arizona, Texas, Florida, and California are backtracking, closing beaches and bars in some cases because of the virus. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
The United States accounts for 4%, a little bit over 4% of the world's population. And we're 25% of the world's diagnosed cases. That might be something we could dismiss as, well, we have more testing, we're a richer country, more people have access. But deaths don't lie, and we have a quarter of the world's deaths to date from COVID-19.
More than 126,000 people have died in the U.S. from the coronavirus. This is according to Johns Hopkins University, which keeps a running tally. What did President Trump know, and when did he know it? U.S. officials with direct knowledge are telling us the top officials in the White House were aware of classified intelligence indicating Russia was secretly offering bounties to the Taliban to kill American troops in Afghanistan.
U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the matter tell the AP it was early 2019 when the White House was first presented with classified intelligence of possible Russian bounties offered to the Taliban for American military deaths in Afghanistan. The White House has sought to distance President Donald Trump from the story, first reported by the New York Times, saying Trump was never briefed on the intelligence assessments. The U.S. is investigating whether any Americans died as a result of Russian bounties. Of particular focus is an April 2019 attack on an American convoy that left three U.S. Marines dead as they returned to Bagram Airfield. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China has approved a national security law that will let authorities crack down on secessionist activity in Hong Kong. This is AP News. AMC Theaters is pushing back its plans to begin reopening its theaters after it had to shut them because of the coronavirus.
There's another delay in reopening for the nation's largest movie chain. AMC has pushed back its timetable for reopening its theaters. The latest plan was to have them accepting moviegoers again in mid-July, but now the reopen date has been pushed back to July 30th. That plan only applies to 450 of AMC's locations in the United States. The other 150 will reopen the following week. There's been a spike in the number of new coronavirus cases in several states, and Hollywood studios have pulled the last two big movies of the summer from their July release dates. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
India is banning dozens of apps with links to China, including TikTok and WeChat. India says it's doing this because activities on those apps threaten its sovereignty, defense, and security. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.